I think it was C.S. Lewis who suggested that only the biblical faiths of Judaism and Christianity in some way foster or call their followers to practice humility. He suggested that people of other faiths may get annoyed by another person's arrogance, but tend not to notice their own lack of humility. And I don't know whether that's right or wrong, but for our own readings today, I think there is a call to a humble obedience, to humility. In that first reading today from Deuteronomy, Moses commands Israel to observe the commands of the Lord, neither adding to them nor subtracting from them. By their humble obedience, the Israelites will become a light, drawing all nations to the joy of the Lord. That's our call as well, a light to the nations. In the gospel, Jesus rebukes the scribes and the Pharisees precisely because they put more weight on their own customs than on obedience to God's commands. And God's commands are first and foremost about transforming our heart and our soul. He says, from within people, from our hearts, comes the evil that defiles. The scribes and the Pharisees, for whatever reason, weren't humble enough to see that in focusing on the externals, they had lost sight of the heart. And Jesus didn't say it was wrong to do their purification rites, but it was certainly wrong to do them without trying to change my heart to be more like the heart of God. And that's really our call. Make my heart like your heart, like the Sacred Heart. In our catechesis on the Mass, we've come to the end of the communion rite, where the Church then asks us to do some purification rites. We have to be careful that we don't do these without first attending to the heart and the soul of our faith. Until we first offered our true sacrifice on the altar, and then let Holy Communion touch and transform our hearts and our lives. So after communion, we gather up the fragments. I don't know if you remember those stories in the Gospels where Jesus feeds the crowds, right? And what happens at the end of every one of those stories? Jesus orders the apostles to gather up the fragments. At the end of Holy Communion, we gather up the fragments as well. Any leftover hosts, we repose in the tabernacle, which is why we have that sanctuary lamp burning, the candle of presence. If there's any leftover precious blood, we consume that because that's not very easily stored like the hosts. But we also do what's called the purification of the vessels, sometimes during Mass, sometimes right after Mass. This is where the chalices and the ciboria are washed or purified of any fragments of the precious body and blood. It's just trying to be faithful to Jesus' command and to be respectful of Jesus' sacrament. The Church calls us to have some silent prayer after communion as well. These prayers always, we all need time to be quiet with the Lord. And after that, the intimacy of communion, where we have him right where we want him, right? That's a great time for that. We may not hear words in response to our quiet listening, but our communion with the Lord will be strengthened by that. And then we close the communion rite with the prayer after communion. And these prayers always do two things. They acknowledge, first of all, the incredible gift we've received in Holy Communion. And then secondly, they beg that the gift may bear fruit in our lives as we return to the world. So listen to the prayer after communion that the Church offers for us today. It prays, renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you in our neighbor. Communion is food from the heavenly table. And the request is that this food of charity, this food of love, love made flesh. May give us strength not just to serve our neighbor, but to serve God in our neighbor. This food strengthens us for charity and for seeing and serving God and one another. We should be walking out of Mass recognizing the holy in all those around us, seeing what maybe we have not seen before. Finally, then, we come to the final blessing and dismissal. Someone asked if I was going to preach on the announcements. I said, no. Priests give blessings, and deacons as well, in the name of the whole church. But also priests, because our hands were anointed with the sacred chrism when we were at our ordination mass, we give blessings in the name of Christ himself. In the blessing, we invoke the name of the Most Holy Trinity over each one of you. And we bestow the gift of God's name to go with you. On your part, it's important to receive that blessing. Certainly, you can receive it by bowing your head, or for the more solemn blessings, making a more profound bow. You can also receive it by making the sign of the cross. I make the cross over you, and if you wish, you can trace it over yourself at the same time. And then lastly, there's the dismissal. And the church gives four different formulas that we can use for that dismissal. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Go in peace. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Notice that all four of them begin with the command. Go. Get out of here. You've received many gifts while here. Go and use those gifts in the world. Right before Jesus ascended to the Father, he told the disciples, go, baptizing all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And at the end of every Mass, we reiterate Jesus' command to go and make disciples, to go and live the gospel, to go and share forgiveness and communion, to go and be a peacemaker, to go and feed the hungry, to go and be hope for the discouraged, to go and love all who cross your path, serving the God that you see in them. The gifts we have received are never just for us. We have to go and share them. Christ Jesus himself, at the end of every Mass, sends us. That's the Latin, ite missa est, is that go forth, the Mass is ended. Literally, it means go, she has been sent. The she there is the church. She has been sent into the world to transform it. Our mission, should we choose to accept it, is this: having let ourselves be transformed here by our offering and prayer and communion, we take our transformation into the world. We're all given a mission from God in every Mass and sent out to accomplish it, not alone, but with his Holy Spirit with us every step of the way. Receive peace, go in peace. So the homework for this week is be mission-oriented this week. Be intent, specifically kind of in a focused way, be intent on taking an opportunity each day to share a bit of your faith, a bit of the gospel with another, in word or in deed. Brighten another's day with your joyful faith.